Right or Wrong is one of my faves from the early jazz days. Learned it from one of the best fiddle records, I think, of all time, which is a tribute to the world's best damn fiddle player, my salute to Bob Wills by Merle Haggard. Reissued on the KOCH label, originally on Capitol, if you find it on vinyl. You gotta have it. Anyway, Right or Wrong is credited here to Gillespie, Sizemore, and Bees. I don't know who they were, but it was brought in the 1920s, I believe, by Emmett Miller. And he was a great singer who had, he also did the Lovesick Blues way before Hank Williams. And he had Lang and Venuti and all the New York jazz cats backing him up on his 78s. And Right or Wrong stuck around in the world of Western swing. Obviously, Merle did it in the manner of Bob Wills. And as did George Strait and all them cats. So what's interesting about that tune, it's in the key of G, at least most of the time. And that first melody figure is on the E chord. We're going to go around the circle of fifths like we do in Sweet Georgia Brown, starting from the E chord, and or the E7 rather. But what's interesting about that melody is it's the sharp five of E. That C note is the makes an augmented chord, E7 augmented. And a very tense sound there, which makes it interesting. So there's your melody for the E7. So you notice we go to G sharp there. Plain old A on the A7. Although a G sharp also. And G natural on the way back down. There, we've gone on to E7 and A7, the D7, and it walks down to B7. The B melody note reflects the B7 chord, and then again back to E. And that lick I played earlier something like what they're doing on that Merle Haggard, I think it's a Wills, Bob Wills lick. Sounds a little bit like what he might do at the end of Take Me Back to Tulsa.